When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey guys, welcome back to What We Don't Post. Quick disclaimer before we get into it, please take our advice with a pinch of salt as we are definitely not professionals. Hope you guys enjoy the app.
How are you? Are you back in Belgium now?
Yes, I am. I came back last night. So
happy to be back?
Yeah, I am actually really happy to be back. I feel like London was quite hectic, so it's nice to come back to the calm, especially as I go to my house and it's, you know, the renovation and it's like, it's just... it's a pile of rubbish and I'm like, oh my god, it's so stressful.
But it's good, at least it's moving. Like, do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
It's
like,
moving.
I mean, the fact that they still think it's going to be done before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's great.
But yeah. Who knows? Yeah, I know. No, it is great. I'm excited. It's just crunch time. There's like so many things that I have to like make decisions on and stuff. But it is, no, it's exciting. It's kind of crazy. I'm like, oh my god.
I think it's so exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
I can't wait.
Getting a home. Like, it's a full home. Like, it's not like just a flat in London. Like, it's actually going to be your home.
I know. And I was like, I can't wait to have people over, because at the moment when we're in London, we're always going out to like meet people. And I love like having people over. We're actually having people to stay this weekend coming. So that'll be really nice.
In Belgium.
In Belgium, exactly. So it's so nice to do that sort of thing. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, I can't wait for those kind of things. Yeah,
I know.
Like, I love the idea of that. Like, I feel like the older we get, like those weekends away are just so nice. Like, they're so like
so
you value
nice.
Them so much.
You really
you
do.
You actually get to spend proper time with your friends, and it's not like
exactly.
just I don't know dinners here and there. So yeah, I
exactly.
need to start doing them.
Although we did go to a really cool restaurant in Notting Hill on Sunday called Zephyr. It's just opened, and it's like the same owners as Chicama and Pachamama.
I've seen that.
Food was amazing. It was so good. It's all like Greek inspired food, so it was really good. I recommend if anyone's in that area to book it. It was really nice.
I must try it if I'm ever in London anytime soon. Who knows?
I know. Oh my god, I wonder when the next time you'll actually be in London will be.
I don't know, but I'm desperate to get back. Like, it's so funny because like when you just want what you can't have. Like when you're there, you're like, oh, London, stressful, blah blah blah, and then when you're not there you're like, oh, it's just so convenient. I miss the bus. I miss just so many things about it.
You miss the bus.
Not the bus. It's like the buzz of London. Like, London,
you said I miss the bus.
I miss the bus. Like,
right, okay. I actually took the I'm some sort of public transport snob, but I took the bus a few times while I was there because where we now live is not as convenient, so I was like, it's actually so much easier to get, and I can't ever get Ubers anymore. I just can't.
I remember that before I left. It was, I actually like the bus, like honestly I didn't say the bus, but I much prefer the bus to the tube. Like,
same.
It's probably quite hectic now though with traffic and stuff, but it's just so much more relaxing.
It's way better than the tube.
100%. I mean, where has our life taken us that we're talking about the bus? Like, Christ. Oh, God.
I love the bus. So have you seen the new Kardashians? That's what I wanted to ask you.
Yes. Oh, how emotional. Khloe looks insane.
Yeah. Okay. So how are Khloe and Kim so skinny? What the hell?
I know. I can't get it. It's breakup diets. And also,
yeah.
I feel like Kim was really skinny when she was dating, oh my God, what was
Pete.
My man crush? Pete. Yeah. I was actually watching a video on TikTok last night. TikTok is like a black hole. I was on it for about 2 hours. One of the videos was this like girl showing her like granny all these men she's dated, and they're all celebrities, and like he was one of them, and she was like, he's very odd looking, isn't he? It's just really funny.
I love like the funny videos that that people do on TikTok, like the ones like that. They're so good.
They're so good. I need to get into that.
You can easily scroll through it for ages. But do you watch them with sound on?
I do, yeah. Do you not?
Well, no, if Cameron's next to me, he's like, turn that shit off. I'm like, oh.
I always have my earphones. Like, oh, like I just, I literally,
do you?
Yeah. Because only my friends say that. They're like, oh, blah, blah, blah is in the bed beside me if they're with their boyfriend. And in my head, I'm like, do you not just use earphones? But I guess, like, yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't ever use them. I'll try and, yeah, I hate using earphones. I don't know why.
But sorry, anyway, back to skinny.
Yeah,
skinny
Khloe
Kardashians.
And skinny Kardashians, honestly. Yeah, must be the breakout diet. All right. They're riddled with anxiety.
Literally, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously, especially Khloe. Like, there's no doubt she's obviously broke my heart. I actually felt really bad for her. Like, it was actually a really good episode. It was, like, done.
It was good.
Differently, like, slightly different to, like, their normal episodes.
It was kind of, like, there was just one storyline. Like, there was, it didn't focus on anything else that was going on with any of the other Kardashians. It was literally just about Khloe.
Yeah.
I really want to know why she's got a surrogate.
Yeah, actually, I thought she just, that they just weren't going to have sex. I thought they just want, she wanted the same father, but like didn't want to be emotionally attached to him. I could be wrong, but I think that was it.
Right.
I think the whole thing is just so messed up. Like, it's just, it's so psychotic that like he like was basically a few days before or something. Was it like a few days before he's with the other woman and with the baby? Like, no,
yeah,
she was pregnant.
He knew that he knew it was going to come out. So he was, because it was in like the law, or not in the law, it was in court, and everything in court in America can get found out basically. So he knew it was going to come out, so he was like putting the pressure on.
Shit, that is so psychotic. Like, it's honestly psychotic. Do you know what's really annoying as well about it? Like, both kids I think are identical to him. Like,
yes.
They just literally look like him.
They
like
look
mini.
So much like him. They don't, yeah, they don't really look like her.
No, which must be hard for her, like literally seeing him every day after everything he's done.
Do you think she would have been like, if she found that out before, do you think she wouldn't have gone ahead with anything like that?
I don't know. Like, I think she was quite keen to have the same father for
same
her father. Children.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I don't know. Although maybe she would have. Maybe she would have been like literally fuck this kind of thing. Like, this is just
I know.
Too much.
It's like, just so bad. I want to know the age gap between the two babies.
Is it true? Is that her name?
Yeah.
I swear she looks like 5. I could be wrong.
No, as in like the baby from the other girl and then the surrogate.
I feel
baby.
It's a few months by the sounds of it.
Oh,
it sounds
God.
Like it's a few months. Like, I don't know, but we should actually look into that. But yeah, the whole thing is so messed up. I have actually loads of celebrity gossip I wanted to talk about today.
Oh my God, tell.
Yeah, I wrote it all down this morning. So I was kind of like, because my life is just so boring and I'm just like pregnant and just like nesting and just so cranky and tired at the moment. Like, literally, I'm like, no one talk to me. It's really bad. I know. But I'm like,
why?
I feel bad.
Feel
I feel like I just feel like a miserable person. And like, I feel bad that I'm miserable. I'm like, I'm just a horrible person to be around. But anyway, I was looking, I was like, what's fun to talk about? First of all, on my list, Adam Levine. I mean, I know this is kind of old news now, but it doesn't matter. Adam Levine cheating on his stunning Victoria's
Secret
wife.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, he's literally, so many girls have come out now, and he's just such a dirtbag. Like, it just sounds so creepy.
And she's so stunning. She is so stunning.
And she's pregnant, which is so bad.
Oh, is she pregnant? Oh,
yeah,
God.
Like pregnant currently.
With his baby.
With his baby, yeah. So they're she's pregnant at the moment, and this girl released, supposedly it was her friend that released the messages, so she had to address it. And now since this girl on TikTok has addressed it, like 4 other people have come forward and be like, yeah, he's been messaging me. Yeah, he's been messaging me. Like, it's just,
how do these people have the time?
I know, literally. And it's just, you should look at the messages. It's just so creepy. Like, he just, yeah, he just.
What is it? He's like being really like keen with the girl.
Yeah. Like, to say how hot she is. And like, it's just gross. And it's like, I can't imagine being pregnant and my husband finding messages on my husband's phone, or it being public knowledge. Not even finding messages, it's public knowledge.
Yeah, because then everyone else knows and you feel so embarrassed.
Yeah, so many people are saying this at the moment. Like, all these like stunning girls are being cheated on. So we have the Victoria's Secret model, we have Shakira, we have Emily
Ratajkowski.
Like, and it's
I didn't know Shakira got cheated on as well. Jesus Christ.
I know, she hasn't addressed it, I don't think, but yeah, this is like maybe a month ago, I'm not too sure, maybe less, and it's just like, do any of us have any hope?
I know.
But I just think it's because they're in that celebrity world, and they have so many options, and so many throwing themselves.
And also like, maybe the type of guy that because they're naturally going to date someone who's like similar industry to them, and then the type of personality that comes with that. I also feel like, I mean, this is a massive stereotype, and don't come for me, but I feel like when people are really successful, like, they've got character traits that are quite like selfish, because you have to be quite selfish to like get to the top.
Yeah. So, and you're always chasing that, like, oh, but also yeah, they probably are quite insecure that they're chasing yeah. that like reassurance the whole time, or just like that.
Yeah. I feel like people cheat when they're insecure 100%.
Yeah.
That's like a big reason. Like, they need to know that they're like still attractive and they're still fancied by other girls.
Definitely. And that is the thing I feel like in relationships in general, like if like one of you in the relationship aren't showing enough affection to the person, I mean, I don't think it warrants cheating, but it definitely is something to think about the longer that you're in a relationship, that you do need to make that effort, because the other person like
cuts away. That's making me laugh. I don't know why, but Cameron has a really bad cold at the moment. And like last night I was like, are we not going to have sex then? And he was like, I've literally been on the sofa all day ill. He's like, leave me alone. It's like, right, okay. Oh my
God. You're literally like me. The same person.
He was like baffled. He was like, I'm so sick. He was like,
why do you want to?
Like, yeah. I know. And I was like, true, actually, I don't want to catch it. Stay away from me.
But still, so, fair. I mean, I'm literally the exact same. Charlie would be dying in bed. And I'm like, I can't believe you don't want to. And I'll literally roll over and be in a bad mood. It's like, you're insane, Nicola. More celebrity gossip, which is exciting. Supposedly, a friend, a source, you know, when it says that, a source tells us. It's like, who are these sources? But anyway, Brad Pitt and Emily Ratajkowski, or Towski, whatever her name is, are meant to be dating. That would be a very gorgeous couple. Yeah, supposedly. But he's still going through his divorce with Angelina, so it's like kept on the DL right now, I think.
Yeah, so I've just, yeah, so how long, that they've been separated for so long, Angelina and Brad, so I don't understand how that's still taking that long. But yeah, Brad and Emily, wow. She's firstly moved on quickly, well done. And secondly,
yeah, but good for her.
Yeah, great for her. And like, hot couple, as you said. I wonder what the age difference is. I feel like he's quite old.
Has he hit his 50s yet? I swear, maybe.
Oh, okay,
has.
I'm gonna have to Google it.
She'd be 30s, he'd be 50s, I feel. Maybe. I don't know, both are early. Okay,
Brad Pitt is 58. He's 58.
Yeah.
Looks great, 58.
Jeez, he's nearly 60. I mean, yeah, he looks fabulous. Oh, so many of those men do, though.
I know, they look better as they get older.
Oh, well, actually, no, I actually think Brad Pitt looked better when he was younger. I do think he's gorgeous now, but I think Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Or like any of his young movies, or like...
She's 31.
What's that? Oh, she is. Sorry, I thought you were talking about the film. I was like, what film is that?
What film is that? She's 31.
Meet Joe Black. Sorry.
No, I've never seen that.
Tiff, you have to see it. You have to see it.
Meet Joe Black.
Oh, my God. Joe Black with Brad Pitt. And it has, what's the other guy's name from Hannibal? Can't remember his name, but
Meet Joe Black. Film. Is it a horror?
No, it's not. Romantic, it's a lovely film. It's, I think it's lovely. Oh, okay. Well, hopefully you like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I love like that sort of genre. So is it on Netflix? Okay, perfect. I'll watch that this weekend.
Yeah, it did. Also, you recommended something to me recently. I didn't actually watch it. Was it 13 Lives? I think it was a sad film, so I chose not to. Am I right?
Okay, it's got a good ending. It's a stressful film.
Okay, I think maybe you said that to me, or I looked it up and I was in a bad mood, so I was like, I can't do this to myself.
You should definitely watch it with someone else.
Yeah, I'll wait for
like, would your mum like it?
She actually might do. Yeah, should we do tend to watch films together? We haven't actually this time since I've been home. But yeah, maybe my mum then. Maybe I'll.
Yeah, watch it with someone. I watched it with Lily and Cameron, and we were all very stressed together. But no, it's such a good film.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's a good distraction.
Yeah.
Another celeb couple. I feel like you definitely know about this. Leo DiCaprio and Gigi.
Oh, Gigi, yeah. And he had that whole thing that he only dates people like under 25.
I know. But then supposedly I think he's come out now. I don't know. I haven't actually read this, but I've heard it somewhere that he like is telling people to shut up. So maybe he's doing it to prove a point, because she's like 27, 28, I feel.
Let me see. She's 27. She's just over the mark.
Yeah, literally. But another gorgeous couple.
Like, oh, yeah. Just... And her mum was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Someone else's mom was on Real Housewives.
Lisa Renner.
Who?
Lisa Renner. So it's girl that dated Yao.
Delilah.
Yeah, Delilah Bell. Exactly. Yeah. So they are like fully official. They come like...
No. Pictures of the two of them like in a bar, like just the two of them. Like,
Jesus, how fun to be in that like circle of people.
It'd be so much fun. Like, I don't rate Leo these days now, I have to be honest. I think he's gone very downhill.
Oh yeah, he's lost it, I think.
Yeah.
He used to be like, so hot though.
I know. He just obviously is just like, I can get any woman I want.
And he's only 47. But no, he was so hot in the film The Beach, he was amazing.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, he was. Yeah, and also, oh my God, he's Titanic.
Yeah, no, he was great.
But still, quite
cool, you wouldn't say no, would you?
No, you definitely wouldn't. And Zayn followed her, but also, I guess, is that obvious? I guess if they have a child, that's kind of immature.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because it's like, but imagine being him. Like, I always think of, I don't know why, obviously they're so, like, the One Direction guys are, like, they're huge now. Like, I have it in my notes here that obviously Harry and Olivia Wilde are dating. And they're all so big now, but I just always still think of them as those X-Factor.
No, I know,
kids.
Me too.
So in my head, I'm like, oh, I'd hate to be Zayn.
But yeah, exactly, just feeling like she's stepped up a league.
Yeah.
But also I feel like the unfollow thing, like so many people are just going to spot that instantly. So it's like, you're doing it for reaction. Although maybe he's just like, I don't want to see, you could just mute. That's the beauty of muting. I have so many people muting.
Yeah. Same, yeah. Have you noticed your homepage and Instagram? It's just completely changed. Obviously it's all videos now. But like, I just, all these things, because I've been unfollowing people just randomly. They're like companies, or just different people I've followed over the years. Like not really people that I know, but like I used to always randomly follow just like random brands and do nothing with them. And I was just like, all these brands keep popping up. And I was like, why? Like, it's just, it's
mine
not,
is all,
like,
yeah, like suggested or recommended, or like, because you follow this person. And I'm like, I just want to see what my friends who I'm following are posting, like nothing else. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I honestly don't look at Instagram main feed that much anymore. I'm always just looking at stories.
Actually, yeah, fair. Me too. I like the Explore page now as well. I never used to, but I think because I hate my homepage, I look on the Explore page.
Yeah, I really hope it's going to change back, because I'm just like, yeah, it's stressful looking at who you're following, because I just feel like it's all just like ads or random things. I guess they're more and more trying to become like TikTok.
Yes, yeah, I guess they are. But the thing is, I'm just now switching over. Like, I spend so much longer on TikTok than I would on Instagram. And I miss pictures. Like, I miss what Instagram was. Like, I prefer looking at that sort of stuff.
It's just so annoying. I feel like if I was to put a picture up, it's like no one sees it.
No, I know. It's so sad.
I know. Maybe we need to join Be Real.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it. Have you doing it?
No, I haven't. But now I keep seeing people talk about it and I'm like, oh, but no, not yet.
No, I like TikTok. I don't use it.
Oh, she likes TikTok.
No, I actually do. I don't like using it, no. But I do enjoy being on it. Like, I do enjoy like looking at all the videos and stuff. Like,
yeah, me too.
I just feel like I can't keep up with it. There's just so much information. Like, for example, like with makeup, I'm like saving all these things, screenshotting all these things, doing nothing with them. It's like make a folder.
I know, it's like a Pinterest folder, and you're like, save all these things for like house inspo or like recipes you're gonna do, and I'm like, it just never happens, does it?
No, it doesn't.
They just sit in your album.
You are good though at the moment. You're really, really active. Like, I'm
because I've got a girl now doing editing my videos for me, and it's a life changer.
Oh, nice. So do you trust her? Like, it's for, like, cause remember before you were like, I just, you know, we were talking about this ages ago on the podcast that they just, yeah, but I'm the same, and like,
yeah,
they might not use the
I know. Well, because I want the videos to be quite quick, I was like, basically, she's one of the other boys on Cameron's team. It's his girlfriend. And she actually like does some like videos for herself. And I was like, they're quite good. I was just like, you know what? I hate editing. And I feel like I don't put out enough content because I'm putting off editing. So I was like, if I get her to do it, then I will be able to put out more content. So yeah, she's only been doing it for me for the past week, but so far so good.
That is a good idea.
And it's so nice to have like someone else doing it, because I'm just like, although, oh my god, what she sees, because I've just filmed like me making recipe, but it's like Cameron like chatting away in the background, or like me like dropping food on my face. I'm like, oh god, she's probably watching this, like, Christ. I've also got her to do my Vinted, because I've got so many clothes that I want to like sell, and it's so time consuming doing all of that. So she's doing it all for me. She really enjoys it. She's like, I love doing this sort of thing. So I was like, oh, great.
So what do you have to, because I basically, because I've been tidying out so much stuff, I'm like, I could sell some of this stuff. Most stuff has tags. They were expensive when they were like bought or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, so do you take the pictures on yourself, or do you take the picture of the clothes on the wall, or like,
I just take the pictures. I just got her to come over to mine one afternoon, and she spent like 2 hours taking photos of all the clothes like on like a little rail hung up, and then she's uploading them, doing all the captions, like talking to everyone who wants, like people who are interested in buying them. So she's doing all of that. So I was like, great.
Nice.
But I have really bad reviews on Vinted, because when I started it a few months ago, I forgot to send like 5 things.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It still cancelled the order, but like I didn't take their money, it cancelled.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it is good, but you have to send it within like 5 days. So that's the interesting thing.
Because like, I don't know what apps to use. I honestly completely forgot Vinted existed.
This is not a plug for Vinted, but...
Oh, no, it's not. But guys, if you want to work together, But what about Depop? No, Depop? Vinted?
Well, I don't know. I just see everyone talk about Vinted, so I was like, I'm just going to use it. I mean... Depop is also good, I think, but yeah, that's just, I didn't know. I was just like, I'm going to go for this one. And yeah, I've sold a few things so far, so I'm like, okay, good. Although sometimes it's just nice to give stuff to charity shops. So it's like, I had like a whole bag of stuff that was like charity.
That's what I normally do. I do. And then I'm kind of like, I need money. So like, I need to start selling clothes.
I know. It's good. Just time consuming. So
it's really time consuming. Yeah. My friend started using some app. I must ask her what it is. Oh, it's a rental app. I can't remember. You'd know it.
Her.
Yes. I think that could be it. And she was just like, such a pain in the eyes.
Why?
Yeah, it's just because people are asking loads of questions about sizing and stuff and different things, and like if it doesn't fit my return,
her stuff up for rent.
Yeah exactly. Suppose I didn't know this, but like I think everyone can use Styling, you know, the one that we use for the swipe.
Okay.
Yeah, because I thought it was like you had to have a minimum following, but I think everyone can. So
that's good.
Yeah,
I haven't. I've yet to use it. To be fair,
it is quite handy. It's just a little bit more admin Styling too.
I need to start doing that. Start linking all my things, but it all just takes up so much time.
I know.
It really does.
Wait, oh my god, we're recording. I nearly thought for a second. I was like, have we just been talking? I was like, are we recording?
Imagine.
Literally, in my head, I was like, I feel like I'm just having a chat with Tiff, which we are, obviously.
So I asked on our Instagram if what people wanted to like hear about this week, and a few people wrote in some things. I wrote down a few of them. One, which I actually was like, this is such a fun thing to answer, where to go to meet men. I was like,
another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
To go to meet men, that's a great one.
It's a great one, but I don't know if I have the answers. Is this in London?
Well, I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, so firstly, weirdly enough, we went for a dog walk with one of Cameron's friends and his girlfriend, and she was like, I'm going to this place called the Pelican today in Notting Hill because my friend wants to meet guys, and apparently that's like a really good place to meet guys. So
okay, what age group is that? What age group?
Like late, well, she's 30, so I'm gonna say like late 20s, early 30s. So yeah, the Pelican in Notting Hill, so I would check that out. I think it's like a posh pub kind of vibe.
Right, okay, and that's good to know. Well, it's not for me, but you know, for everyone else.
Yeah, that's good to go. We'll see Nicola in there next week.
I'm having my midlife crisis.
But I was also thinking, like, maybe joining like a really nice gym is a good place to meet a guy.
Yeah, when you actually said dogs as well, dogs, great place to meet other people. Like, obviously you shouldn't just buy a dog for that reason, but like that is a
well, you can do that, borrow my doggy.
Oh yeah,
no, I know, I don't know who that is. Can you hear that?
No, I thought it was a dog. I was like, that's
yeah, no, it was a dog, but it doesn't, that's not her. Weird.
Hilarious.
Whose dog is that? Yeah, you can do that app, Borrow My Doggy, where you like look after someone's dog for a weekend or something if you don't want to get a dog
idea.
Yourself. Can you imagine though? If it then came out, you met a guy, then like later down you're like, I basically use Borrow My Doggy to meet a guy, and here we are.
I mean, you don't have to tell anyone if you don't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly.
But that is actually really good.
Yeah, so I was thinking that a really nice gym would be a good place. Like one of those ones that's like a bit of a more like a wellness, like Harbour Club vibe, where you go, you can like hang out there as well.
I agree.
Equinox, I think, is quite good, but it's very expensive.
Yeah, that's the thing. You go to Harbour Club, don't you, in Chelsea when you're home?
Yeah.
Is that within the same price range?
I think it is similar. It's like 200 a month, which is a lot.
Yeah, but it's kind of like an experience. Like, I think when I move to Spain, I think that will definitely be something that I will do because it is a way of meeting people. And there's just so many different options within those kind of gyms. Like,
to go for lunch, if you get all your classes, and then if you do go there every day, you could effectively use it for like classes. And then it's like, you know, it's got like the sauna, swimming pool, all of that. I do feel like you get your money's worth. So,
yeah, I do think it's a nice little investment. I'd say Charlie will definitely do that when we move to.
Is there a nice one near your new house?
I have no idea. I haven't a clue. Don't know anything in the area.
I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. I'm actually excited for all those kind of stages of finding places and just discovering new places because I really don't know the area at all.
Yeah, you'll find like your go-to like lunch spot, go-to like dinner place. It'd be so nice.
Yeah, he wants me to start golf with him as well. I was like, okay.
Oh my god, are you gonna do that?
I know, I think I will. Like, what? I mean, I may not last, but I might get him to maybe sign up, and then I'll come as his like guest
caddy
for a while and see if I like it. But like, it is quite a nice thing, and it's also
it is a nice
time together.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my tennis has gone to shit. I don't That lasted all of 2 or 3 weeks. And now I've given up.
So just because you weren't enjoying it, or
I feel like with tennis, the way you get good is just by practicing with someone else who's at the same sort of level as you. Yeah. I don't have anyone like that here. So I was like, it's quite boring doing like an hour lesson like on your own, because you're really effectively just practicing the same thing over and over.
Yeah. That is annoying.
And I can't play with him because everyone's doing paddle now. Everyone said that's a big thing
in Spain. Yeah. Huge. Yeah. Charlie's really good at that actually in Spain. I think, yeah, all of his family like love paddle. I might do that. Like,
yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't mind. Like, as in, like, not that I'm a big, I hate being the worst. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in,
yeah,
like,
that's the same as me.
Yeah. Like, I enjoy sports, but like, when you're like so far behind everyone else, you're like, I'd just rather not try. I'm too embarrassed.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Honestly, my friend Steph was like, "Do you remember when we nearly formed a netball team just before lockdown?" I was like, "Did we?" I was like, "Oh my god!"
And then she listed
all the people that were going to do it. I was like, "I would have been the absolute worst." Oh my god!
See, that's the thing. You don't want to be the worst in the class.
No.
But you never know. You could surprise yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, guys, before we get into the dilemma, I'm going to give you my pregnancy tip of the week. I think I'm going to do these weekly because I've been writing down tips of my own. And I just thought, why not share them for anyone
It's so nice to have it handy each week.
Yeah, it's honestly, I know everyone's like interested in pregnancy stuff, but it actually, I'm just learning so much. Anyway, well, first of all, actually, I was wearing my first maternity tracksuit. Like, this is so weird. I'm basically at the end of my pregnancy, which I guess is kind of a good thing that I haven't really used maternity clothes.
That's the first maternity thing you've worn.
Literally, I've been cutting all my tights the whole of the pregnancy. Every pair of my tights, I've been cutting them so they fit the bump. It seems so stupid. I should have just gotten maternity tights. Because basically, I haven't sized up in leggings. Because in my head, I was like, I really just don't want to buy stuff that I'm not going to wear again. And
blah, blah, blah.
So leggings are just a lot tighter, but my tights are cheap. So I haven't mind cutting them and like wearing baggy tops over them kind of thing. Yeah.
So what's the difference between a maternity tracksuit and like a normal one?
It has like a full like stretch. I won't show you right now, but like a
stretchy
big like
bit.
Yeah, they're just so comfy. I can't because
like I need that for when I have a big meal.
I mean, there actually are some quite nice ones out there. I might share them on our Instagram because I found quite a lot on ASOS the other day. But this one's basically Seraphine. It's like quite a well-known, I think, maternity brand. And I ordered these, I'm going to say, like 3 or 4 months ago. And I stupidly sized up. So this is my tip. I stupidly sized up maybe even twice. And you just should not size up with maternity clothes because they're made to suit your size. So for example, if you're a size 6 or exactly. And just you add the bump on. I stupidly sized up like, I'm going to say like 2 sizes. I can't remember.
Oh, I bet it's hanging off you.
These ones are fine, but there's a few that I ordered that like just will not fit. Yeah. And it's just like such a waste. So don't size up.
So you should have got like your actual size in the maternity clothes. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I guess that's really hard because you're like, what size am I?
That's the thing, because you've like everything's changed. Like,
yeah,
I'm very intrigued to see what happens after pregnancy. To see, but I think I'll be living in the maternity clothes though for a few weeks afterwards, just for comfort.
Yeah, exactly.
And then hopefully I'll get into my clothes.
Don't put
again.
Pressure on yourself.
I know, but I really want to. I want the pressure. I'm like determined. I've been ordering clothes that I used to wear like pre-pregnancy. I'm like, I'll be there again. I swear I'll be there. I'm just wasting money.
You probably will.
I mean, I hope so.
No, right. You will.
Anyway, that's my tip of the week, and I have lots more. So
yeah, let's definitely do that weekly tip from you for pregnant girls. They'll love that. I bet you've learned so much though.
Oh, so it's honestly, it's ridiculous. Like I've enjoyed learning so much. I've got this book called Week by Week, which is really good. My Charlie's sister gave it to me, which is so helpful. I recommend anyone that's pregnant. Yeah, I have. The one book I read. It's because I want to learn. And like, there's just so many rules. It's madness. And like on Instagram, I'm just like saving loads of videos of different things and tips. So I actually am going to compile it all into, I've been doing it already, into an Excel sheet. And I may share it one day with everyone. Yeah.
That's so handy.
It's really helpful. Yeah.
But I guess that's good. It's broken down week by week. So it's not like one massive like situation. It's like take it step by step.
Yeah, it is a little bit overwhelming, like as in like when you read even just about their like bath time, you're like, oh my god, and then the towel goes here and then this and you have to remember this and then this and this. And
oh
like,
my god,
Jesus Christ. Like it's just, but I think it just looks overwhelming, but when you actually do it, I'd say
exactly.
It's just like it's
like
just
learning
like
to drive,
dumbing
you're like
it down.
how the hell do I do this, and then suddenly it just clicks.
100%. First dilemma. Hey girls, love the podcast so much. Really cracks me up and keeps me entertained during my lunch breaks at work. I have a huge dilemma. Please keep anonymous. My best friend, who I absolutely adored and loved, we are no longer speaking and have not heard from her since the day of my wedding, which was just under 2 months ago. Since her new boyfriend, things have changed massively and she dropped me quite a bit. With the lead up to my wedding, she was making no effort and there was no excitement on her behalf. This sounds like similar like to the after story of the last dilemma that was sent
exactly.
in. As the wedding was abroad, she decided she didn't want to stay in the same hotel as me and didn't spend the night before with me, opting to stay with her boyfriend instead. She didn't book her flights till two nights before, and even just before then, she was sending me messages asking if I still wanted her to come. The wedding morning, she was really quiet and acting strange, and after the ceremony, I did not speak to her or her boyfriend for the rest of the day. During the day, a lot of people made comments about the fact that her boyfriend seemed a bit strange and was talking for her. I wouldn't leave her on her own, so they were worried for her. I never got a thank you or a congratulations after, and she is now deleting me off social media, and I don't understand what I've done wrong. Part of me wants to confront him, but the other part of me is saying they want a rise out of me and it will just cause me grief. We had an amazing friendship and I never thought this would have ever happened. But since her boyfriend, things have dramatically changed and now this. What would you do? It's so upsetting. We were like sisters and I loved her so much. I just never saw it coming. That is shocking.
That is really strange. It sounds like the boyfriend's like completely manipulated her or like brainwashed her.
Yeah, something has happened. Something has triggered this.
Yeah, when you were first reading it, I was like, maybe she's just got caught up in that whole like honeymoon bubble, you know, when you first meet a boy and you're all like loved up and no one else matters in the world. So I was like, maybe she's got caught up in that. But now to like delete off social media and like just completely end everything is strange.
Yeah, it's weird. I feel like something's happened. Like, oh, I'd love to know more. I always want to ask so many questions. Either like, I don't know, maybe she wasn't making an effort with her boyfriend and then the boyfriend got the back up, her his back up and was like, your friend's shit, I don't know why you're close to her, blah 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 blah, and has gotten in her head. Or like something actually happened, like maybe someone said something, or
if like loads of people were making comments about it on the day, maybe those comments got back to them and then they were like offended by that.
What would you do? I would address it. Like I would want to address it. I'd have to address it. I'd be driven mad if I didn't say something.
I think I would just try and call them, and then if they were to answer, I'd just be like, listen, I just want to find out what's happened.
Yeah.
And get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Or just call her, and if she doesn't answer, then maybe send her a message. But the thing is, if she's in like a bit of a toxic relationship, she's going to say to her boyfriend, blah, 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 call me. She's texted me this. And he's going to be like, don't bother or something.
Yeah. But I think it's good to reach out, because then she knows that you want to, you know, you're really upset by this. You want to know what's happened. And then say like later down the line, this toxic relationship ends, then I'm sure she would get back in touch. But it all sounds a bit mental. But I wouldn't just leave it, because then she might think you're happy to just not be friends anymore.
When you're I agree. 100%. Call her if she doesn't answer. Text her if she doesn't text you back. I'm sure she'll come back when they break up, if they break up.
Yeah.
It's really sad. It's such a shame when these things happen.
It's also kind of scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It sounds like that series. What's that series called? With the mum who was dating this guy and he was like brainwashing her against the kids. I can't remember what it was called. It was on like BBC last year. Sounds like that. I'll find the name.
Yeah, that's really sad.
I feel like girls get quite influenced by boyfriends though.
100%.
Like, but you wouldn't like let them do that.
No. I mean, I've been in relationships where I've been really influenced by boyfriends, but like not to the point where it stopped my friendships.
No,
like, I've
exactly.
never been in that situation.
Thank God.
All you can do is try, and if you know you don't get anything back, like it's such a sad situation, but hopefully she eventually comes back to you and explains herself.
Exactly. Truth always comes out. Dilemma 2. Hi Tiff and Nicola, love the podcast. Please keep this anonymous. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 5 years. We have a place together and plan to get married in the next few years. Since I've met him, he's been in this group of friends made up of two girls and two boys. They've known each other since uni, so have now been a group for over 10 years. Two of them live together outside London and one of the girls lives in London. My boyfriend and her used to travel together to see the other two and would even sleep in the same room. He also confessed that he tried to kiss her once in a club when he was single and very drunk, but she either turned it down or didn't notice. The first time I met her, she was hosting a party and had chocolate fountains for it. I was sat between them and she literally fed him a marshmallow dipped in chocolate over me in my face. She always mentions how long their friendship is and says things like, oh, I used to organise his birthdays in uni. She has a flirty personality and drinks a lot, wears revealing clothes and touches men on their arms or chest when she talks to them. I am the opposite personality and this is clearly painful for me to watch every time we meet her. We see them around once a month and she has a boyfriend of 2 years now who she lives with, but I kept this in for a very long time and it won't stop bothering me. My boyfriend understands to some extent, but considers a lot of what she does as normal or just what she's like. I find it disrespectful and struggle with not having his full support. She's always sat next to him, always so close. Last time we saw her, she told me how good a girlfriend I am because I let him go out without me. I don't really. I just leave early because I can't handle this for that long. He thinks I should take her for a coffee and talk about it. What do you think? Honestly, the thought of ever having her at my wedding kills me, but ruining 10-year friendship group is also not an option. I will add that I'm a very open person in terms of talking about my personal life. While she gets extremely awkward if you ask her anything personal, not sure how great a coffee and chat would go down. Would love to hear your thoughts on this.
Oh God. I think it's so cheeky that she said she's surprised that she lets him go out without her. So
like, yeah, she said you're such a good, it's quite patronizing.
Why did it hurt? So like she's basically planting the seed in his head that obviously he's not well behaved, I think.
Yeah, she's like, you're so like almost like, yeah, patronizing, you're so like good, but really she means like you're so stupid to let him go out without you.
Literally, that's exactly what that sounds like. I'd love to know what age these people are. I wish people would write their ages.
They've known each other since uni and they've been in a group for over 10 years.
Okay, so uni's like 3 years, let's say. So it sounds like late 20s.
I mean, she just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, she really does. She sounds like a right dick, to be honest.
What would you do? I mean, I don't think I'd take her for coffee, no.
No.
I think you need to like mark your territory more, but then that could get messy.
No, I just think it's like, this is so awkward. This is such a complicated one. Because like I always think it's on the boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's not on the girl. Like, I mean, you can obviously confront her and be like, oh, but it would be so awkward to confront her. And if she's this kind of cocky, like, sounds
confident,
like kind of bitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like obviously girl. Very like touchy-feely with people.
Yeah. It just sounds like she would just like be like, ugh, and then like spread it around the group and be like, did you hear what blah, blah, blah said to me? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
And if you take it out on your boyfriend, that's kind of what she wants. So it's just not, it's not going to do you any favors by getting annoyed at him, even though that's like the normal reaction, isn't it? Like get annoyed at the boyfriend and be like, why are you letting this happen?
Yeah, but I mean, try not get annoyed at him, but I do think it's something that like he should like be actively trying to make you feel comfortable. Like if she's being too forward now that he's in a serious relationship, like don't entertain how forward she's being. You can still be really good friends and not entertain
exactly.
The flirtiness.
Put the
like if it
in.
Is all platonic, like
I can imagine her being like, why have you changed? And then he would literally have to be like, I'm in a relationship, like it's, you know, it's not respectful.
Yeah, just be like, but that's what he should say. He should say that. But the worry is that like maybe he does kind of fancy her and she's always loved the attention of him but never
actually liked him. He enjoys like the flirty banter. Like he knows it's harmless because in his mind it's like, I would never go there, but he enjoys like the sort of playfulness of it. That is tricky.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so stressful. I'm so happy that Cameron has no female friends. Honestly, I wouldn't be able to handle it. I'm quite a jealous person.
Same. It would drive me mad. Yeah, it would. Although I do feel differently now. But the thing is, I haven't been around. Like, I used to feel really jealous about Charlie and girls. But I haven't been in that situation in a long time to like, feel it. And I don't know. I don't feel it as much as I used to. But who knows? The next time I'm like, I encounter that situation, how I'd actually feel.
It is annoying because it's like a whole group of people as well.
Yeah, but that's why I think it's not something that you should discuss with the girl. I think you should discuss it with him. Be like, I don't feel comfortable talking to her. Like, I don't know how she's going to react. You're my boyfriend. You're the one I feel most secure with and comfortable with. Like, I really just think moving forward, you should just make it like known that like that there's the boundaries now that I'm in a relationship. Like, I still want to have this friendship. But like, if she's being flirty, just don't entertain it. Like, that's a discussion you have with your boyfriend. He needs to act appropriately.
Exactly. Also, you could, if there's like other girlfriends in the group, maybe speak to them.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a recipe for disaster, but you could be like, do you find blah blah's quite like touchy-feely and with your boyfriend?
Yeah, you could. You could find, see if there's any inside gossip.
Just speak to your boyfriend. You don't need to get angry. Just like, but they've been together for 5 years. It's a long time to be together. Like, you ultimately have to trust him and know that like, it's not going to go anywhere, but just say to him, next time she does something, can you just put her in her place? Next time she tries to feed you a bloody marshmallow, be like, oh no, like don't do that, please.
I think he needs to not open his mouth when she tries to feed him, or like be like, oh, give it her
can
ass or something.
Like if you were sitting in between that, I don't know what I'd do.
I think I'd say something. I honestly don't think I'd
get
able to sit there.
I'd be like, oh okay. Like,
I'd be like, are you two okay? I honestly think I could see myself being like, are you two okay? Like, is that like, like, it's, that's just, and also she has a boyfriend too. Like, is her boyfriend there watching this? Yeah.
What's he like?
It sounds like a very odd situation. I think if he respects you and loves you, which I'm sure he does, he just needs to rein it in and, like, not entertain her ways. 100%. I think that's us for the day, isn't it?
It is.
What are you doing for the day, actually, out of interest?
Well, I've been doing content all morning, so I need to edit that, send it off for approval. No, it's like paid stuff, so I need to send that for approval and stuff. I actually should have sent that this morning.
Yeah.
And then I need to do a food shop, which I'm kind of can't be bothered to do, but I need to do. And
is it raining there?
I need to call the banks. Very exciting day. Yeah. Jesus.
Very exciting day.
It's just riveting, really. It was raining really badly this morning, but it's actually all right now. What are you doing the rest of the day?
It's raining here and it's sunny later. I should get ready and do content too. What am I doing for the afternoon? Let's look at my diary. Okay, what am I doing for the afternoon? I have my maternity list I need to add tissues to. I need to add blackout blinds to and mini fridge. I need to do an Amazon order of all my baby stuff. I need to sort my tips list out that I'm going to be sharing weekly with everyone. Also, because on that note of like this whole sharing tips thing, everyone sent me like their Excel sheet for like baby stuff, blah, blah. And like, no offense to everyone, I'm really happy they sent them and it's been really, really helpful, but they're just so messy. Like when they're trying to be organized. I'm going to make the best baby list I've ever made in my entire life. I'm just like determined. So that is something I'm doing today.
Take that off you one day and be like, phew.
Exactly. And I'll be happy to get, like, I'd be proud. I'm really excited to be proud of a baby. I know it's so pathetic, but like,
it's not.
I just really want a good baby list. I love that kind of stuff. And then I'm going to my local shopping center to get some stuff because I keep waking up in the middle of the night fearing I'm going to go into labor and how unprepared I am. So yeah, I'm going to buy some baby stuff.
I bet you've got so much stuff to get.
Oh, it's just obscene. Honestly, it's madness. Honest madness. But anyways, that's my life. And then maybe some content as well. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Busy day. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We will get on with our days. We'll see you guys next week. We love you.
We love you, lads. Take care. Bye.